7th annual Pride of the Northside 4-on-4 street ball tournament. Andrew Parker joins us to discuss it once again. Mr. Parker, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. 7th annual, correct?
Absolutely. 7 years in the making.
And how many teams are going in this year?
Well, last year we had our highest amount of teams. It was about 50, which is big for a summer outdoor tournament, which donates the proceeds to charity. So I'm very ecstatic that hopefully we can get 50 teams again, maybe more.
And what's the requirement as far as skill level?
Oh, my goodness. We have all skill levels, boys and girls. I mean, last year we had a few players who were 40 getting up to 50, and we had some younger players who were about 9 or 10 years old. So we don't discriminate in terms of age or anything for that matter, and we just want the entire city to enjoy the basketball tournament in the summer.
Now, it goes August 15th and 16th, and you also, I know one of the highlights is the slam dunk competition. Who's your reigning slam dunk champion?
You know what, before I even talk about the reigning slam dunk champion, I got to give a big shout out to the mayor of our city, Don Iveson. Last year he came out and he was used as one of the props for an amazing slam dunk by Matthew Cardoso, one of my University of Alberta Golden Bears alumni guys. And Matt Cardoso jumped right over the mayor's head as the mayor took a selfie while being jumped over. And to be honest, that's one of the best dunks I've seen at our tournament. Probably is the best dunk I've seen at our tournament. And looking forward to seeing someone going above and beyond that this year.
Are you coming out of retirement?
You know, that's the best. You know, if I had a dime for how many times I heard that question. I want to see the young guys get their sign. I don't want to be 40 years old still dunking over people. But, you know, maybe I'll give a few for the fans, you know, just because they remember the Edmonton Energy, et cetera.
Why wouldn't you want to be dunking on someone when you're 40? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know, I got to be modest in my old age. You know, I'm about to be a dad right away, and I don't want my kid.
Well, you better get video. He won't believe it. You better get some video.
I should. Well, you know, I got the YouTube thing going on right now. It's going well, my YouTube page. So I just look at that if I ever want to get nostalgic.
How many players per team?
4 players per team, but you have the option of having 5. Most teams choose 5 players so that they can have a rest in between games.
Okay.
So 5 altogether, and that makes for about 200 players we had last year in the tournament.
Nice. And there are all different divisions, you know, the elite division, the age category. So if some of our listeners are like, you know what, hey, me and my buddies, we just want to come in and we want to play, you'll find them like a rec league division, for instance?
Absolutely. We have the 18 and over recreational, and then we have the 18 and over competitive, which had teams from Nate, U of A, McEwen, Concordia, Red Deer. We had some NCAA players and some excellent teams from the men's league in the city of Edmonton. So there's a place for everyone at the Pride of the Northside.
And what's the cost to enter?
The cost is only $100. I make it really low because I don't want people to think that I'm trying to take money out of their pockets. And also with the proceeds, we're donating to the Salary Children's Hospital on behalf of my good friend David Adamakuanta, who was a child in the Salary Children's Hospital, and he passed away, unfortunately, a few years ago, and we want to continue to keep his memory alive by supporting kids in the hospital.
I remember David. We had him on the show a few times when we would go to the Salary. Excellent young guy, very courageous, and unfortunately left us a little bit too early. That's a great point, Andrew. Andrew Parker from the Pride of the Northside tournament that goes August 15th and 16th. Where are the games played?
We play at Londonderry Outdoor Courts. It's a very popular street ball court in the city of Edmonton. In fact, just yesterday I went there and I saw 3 courts going on a hot summer day, and on the 3rd court it was girls playing basketball. The address is 7104 144 Avenue. It's very close to Londonderry Mall, so it's right here in the heart of North Edmonton. We want the whole city to enjoy a time of summer basketball.
Now, are the winning teams usually from the south side?
You know, some of the teams are from the south. Last year we had a team composed of a north sider, my brother Steve Parker, a west sider, Blaine LeBranch, who just started Enhanced Basketball Academy in the city, and then 2 U of A alumni players, Richard Bates, and you know, it's pretty much a mixed bunch, although I do give love to the south side. I know they got some excellent facilities there, but you know, in the heart of the north side, there's nothing like street ball here.
It's very good. We have a nice little fun rivalry on the show, south side and north side. Usually north side loses, so
it's all Edmonton love, boys. It's all Edmonton love.
And you are you getting more girls teams?
Absolutely. And you know what we're going to do this year is we're going to go out again and reach out to all the girls teams. In fact, last year we had a few girls teams. We ended up being able to give each and every one of those girls prizes for coming out and playing outdoors. I think it's tough because with the influx of a lot of club teams, a lot of girls' teams are going down to the States or going on trips. So it's hard for them to schedule around a summer basketball tournament. But we definitely do want to have a lot of ladies involved. In fact, one of my cousins from Calgary, she's coming up to Edmonton to play in the tournament this year. So ladies, come one, come all, let's play some hoops.
From the first year, how many teams did you have in year one?
In the first year, we had about 9 or 10 teams.
Okay, so you've quintupled in 6 years to 50.
It's been amazing to see the support from the city of Edmonton, the community coming together, and I work incredibly hard. You know, I'm not out here trying to make $1 million off this. I do it simply for the community that gave me a chance to shine and supported me through the ups and downs of my basketball career, and I'm very thankful to see the city still supporting us after all these years.
Do you have a cap on how many teams just due to court space?
I'd say around 40 or 50. That would be the most. We actually one year had about 60, but a few teams actually had to come out of the tournament because there was a few injuries and some people had vacations. But I'd say about 50 would be the cap.
Okay. And how long are the games you guys play?
We play 20-minute games or first to 16. And, you know, essentially the games go for around maybe 22, 23 minutes or in some cases 5 minutes. When the U of A played their first game, they just came in and just destroyed teams.
Now, when you were talking, what are the rules in streetball? Are we talking like white men can't jump rules? What kind of rules?
No, we make the rules pretty simple. Two-pointers and three-pointers. Because of the length of the court, it's not an actual full NBA or full CIS court. So we say there's no over and backs. In terms of fouls, you can't foul out of the game. However, if you get to 6 fouls, the other team is awarded a point for each foul that you make after that.
Ooh.
So if you foul every time and you just continue to foul, they're just going to put someone at the line and they can shoot free throws essentially to finish the game.
Okay. Interesting. And are your officials all volunteers? How's that work?
Yeah, actually, last year we had a number of our referees here in Alberta come in and volunteer, and we had a lot of teachers. We had Gord King is a teacher out in Edmonton, Missouri, Ryan Dunkley. We had Matthew Callie, who's actually one of our incredible referees in the city, just got an opportunity to ref with the NBA's Development League. I think the first kid from Edmonton and Alberta get that chance. So, a lot of people just said, you know, Parker, what do you need? What can I do? And I said, come and referee for us. And I actually refed a couple games as well. It's complete and total community effort.
Andrew Parker joins us, part of the Northside, August 15th and 16th. How can they register?
You can register online by going to www.andrewgparker.com. We also have a Facebook group that's called AGP Hoop Events and the Pride of the Northside. Or they can even send me an email at andrew.parker@epsb.ca, and I'll sign them up today if they wanted to.
Do you take mixed teams?
Absolutely. And in fact, from our very first year, we've had a few co-ed teams that came into the tournament. They've done quite well.
Nice. Well, we might. Nilsson and Majot are the resident basketball guys. Nilsson will probably injure himself getting to the court, unfortunately. But we'll see if those two. Majot has talked about resurrecting his supposed great career. So we'll see if it happens.
Hey, the game never dies. The game never dies.
When I played, they called me the human turnstile because I didn't play a lot of defense.
Yeah, that's okay, brother. Keep it real. Keep playing ball. It's all good.
Andrew, it's great what you do for the community, giving back. One quick last one for you. We see that, you know, the emergence of Canadians in basketball. Obviously, the last 2 years, you know, the number one picks, Andrew Wiggins and Bennett went back-to-back a few years. You had a few more guys, Olynyk, and go down the list. You know, people are wondering about, you know, Western Canadian guys. Are we seeing with the advanced coaching and different basketball academies, when do you think we'll see maybe an Edmonton kid going to the NBA?
I project in the next 5 to 7 years, we'll see a kid from Edmonton, if not Alberta, get that look to play in the NBA. We've come such a long way. And I know the East gets a lot of love, mind you, because they are very close to the border, especially, Ontario and Quebec. And even BC, they're very close to the border as well, right next to Seattle. But I think that Alberta is coming a long way. We've got so many professional athletes play overseas. It's only a matter of time before we get our shine in it. It comes from responsibility as coaches, teaching the kids the right way, how to appreciate the game, not just drills, not just trying to be flashy or to post on Instagram, but to try and help these kids prepare for the next level, because it is about being mature and having the right mindset. That's what it takes to get to that level. And I think with the coaches we've had in Edmonton, you know, George Hoyt, Dave Youngs, myself, Ryan Dunkley, Ernie Lutz over at at Kona and Slav Kornick and a lot of the people working at Basketball Alberta. I think it's only a matter of time before we see a kid from our area get there.
Well, that'll be great to see, Andrew. I appreciate you giving back to the community. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.